Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
From tummy aches to ear infections, tick bites to bee stings, our kids get symptoms of all kinds of things. And as parents, right away, we almost always assume the worst or think, you know, unless you're not an alarmist, such as I am, I try not to be, but it's very hard. So we're talking about the big book of symptoms, a simple way for parents to get a nice clear picture of what possibly it is going on with the kids in the myriad of things that go on with kids. My guest is Dr. Shelley Flays. She's board certified pediatrician, mother of four, and she is the author of the big book of symptoms, co-author. So welcome to the show, Dr. Flays.
Thank you, Val.
Symptoms. Let's try and get through some. I'm going to start right off the bat with tummy aches because I go through this all the time. We worry appendix. You know, you think gas, constipation. Generally, what is the most common cause for a tummy ache, and why should we worry? When should we worry?
Well, and certainly one thing that our book does is we actually break up belly pain between sudden onset, lasting hours or days, versus chronic abdominal pain, meaning a pattern that may have developed over the course of a week or more. So that would be the first question. And I do, just to back up, Melanie, I do want to say no book can replace the good relationship you have with your physician, the American Academy of Pediatrics. Pediatrics recommends a medical home, meaning that your family has a good relationship with your pediatrician. You have that past relationship, and so when things do go wrong, you can better tackle what's going on. This book is meant to be as a good resource to keep at home. In this day and age of Google and searching things on the internet, we want families to have good quality advice as if their pediatrician was with them. But certainly, every practice has after-hours call system involve them as well. But belly pain, yeah, if it's happening in the short term, certainly me as a mom and as a doctor, it's one of my jobs to make sure it's not worst case scenario, which definitely appendicitis is something that we need to make sure it's not. Our brain may go there immediately. Typically, that's not what it is. Initially, we think more viral symptoms such as stomach flu, otherwise known as gastroenteritis. Was it something they ate? Could it be food poisoning? When we talk about stomach issues, sometimes there's associated symptoms such as vomiting, diarrhea. You could see both of those in a viral stomach flu picture or in a food poisoning situation. If you see any issues, and depending on the age of the child, there could be a hernia that's going on, so that's why a physical exam is definitely really important. And how has the child been pooping? I think all of us parents, especially when our kids are in diapers, we're very well aware of our children's poop situation. But in older kids as well, I do see a lot of constipation in my patients. And so even if it's a sudden onset sort of belly pain, that's one question that I always have for my families. How often you've been pooping? What pattern? Has there been a tendency towards hard, more painful poops? Those are
well, I think that is one of the most common things too, and I always look and see if it's a hernia, if my son complains, you know. Now, to add to the tummy pain, we've got a sore throat. Sore throats, so common. Is it strep, or is it just a virus going around? Sore throat, maybe a little allergy. Sore throats.
Sore throats typically are viral in origin, and certainly this time of year, all the kids are going back to school. And in those close quarters, especially in the younger ages, we're having a lot of germs exchanged. Everyone's back in the classroom. So far and away, I would say that viruses play a big role in this. And unfortunately, when we do a quick strep test in the office and we find out it's viral, it's a little disappointing because we feel as families, you know, you want to do something, take action, give an antibiotic. But far and away, with a sore throat caused by a virus, you got to wait it out. Supportive care, meaning fluids, popsicles, keep your child well hydrated. With that sore throat, they're not going to be drinking so well. So hydration is key. And if needed, acetaminophen or ibuprofen, if they're over a certain age, to you know help them feel more comfortable. If the sore throat has been going on for more than 24 hours, associated with fever, belly pain, strep is definitely on our list. And we treat strep. It does shorten the day symptoms by a day if you start antibiotics, but it prevents consequences of heart disease. If strep goes untreated, it can cause an autoimmune issue that can cause some heart problems. So sounds scary, but check it out. And if your child had symptoms for a couple days with fever, best to make sure it's not strep. Get that test. Get antibiotics if needed.
So you mentioned heart disease. You know, my pediatrician calls it jungle gymitis or something like that when they get a pain in their chest. You know, right away a parent is like, oh my God, do they have a heart problem? My kid, when they get chest pains, because kids do get chest pains, when do we worry about that? And when do we think it's muscular, they rolled over wrong or did something?
And it definitely depends. A lot of these symptoms, part of why our book is split up in early infancy, older infancy, childhood, and adolescence, is it really depends on the age of the child. For a school-age child or older who is complaining of chest pain, far and away the most common causes are some sort of muscle strain or bruising. Have they been really going at the monkey bars during recess, for example? Certainly using muscles that you're not usually accustomed to can cause some strain there. Sometimes we see an inflammation of where the ribs insert into the sternum. I think as parents we always get nervous because the heart is there. We have older relatives and family members and friends who have had older onset heart disease. Usually it's not the case, but if the symptoms are persistent, if you've tried some basic measures such as letting your child rest, offering some ibuprofen, if it continues and is very persistent, definitely check it out. If they have other signs such as cough, fever, chest pain can be due to a lung infection. So we definitely want to examine that child, make sure there's not a pneumonia going on or some sort of infectious process. Part of the physical exam being important is to make sure that the child's heart rate is a regular rhythm, that there are no murmurs. That's something that we can check out in the office with you. If there's any family history of heart problems, that's something that your pediatrician is going to want to know as well. But luckily, far and away, it's more activity-related, and it's a good thing because we want our kids outside playing, getting exercise. So some of these symptoms are a result of that healthy lifestyle, but these are some pointers to keep in mind.
So the big book of symptoms, it is available through the American Academy of Pediatrics and on Amazon, and it will be available soon most places, right? So tell us a little bit more. We only have a minute left, Dr. Flays. So tell us a little bit more about what are your favorite parts of the book, because I see that there's like even how to deal with acne with, you know, older children, that this goes really from birth till they head off to college, things that you can help your kids with.
It really does. One thing that I'm proud of, we really worked on the allergy sections because allergy is an area, especially food allergies, that has changed a lot over the last couple decades. So we've really enhanced those sections. We also added a lot of information about sleep specific to younger infants, school-age kiddos, and teenagers. I think we as a whole, no matter how old you are, we're not getting enough sleep. So we did put in a lot of pointers when it comes to getting adequate sleep. It seems that if you're not getting enough sleep, it does affect other areas. You're more prone to illness, your concentration in school suffers, and so much more. So that is something I'm absolutely proud of for adding to this version of the symptoms book.
Well, it is called The Big Book of Symptoms, A to Z Guide to Your Child's Health with one of the authors, Dr. Shelley Flay, and it's currently available for pre-order through Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and it'll be available soon at bookstores nationwide or through the American Academy of Pediatrics. And it's a great book. I would like to get the book myself, so it'll be a great resource for parents everywhere, so we don't have to be such alarmists. Every time our kids have some little anything, we don't have to freak out all the time, but it's certainly our best bet as always to call your pediatrician. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.